This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Anger and concern in Hong Kong on Tuesday, a day after dozens of protesters stormed Hong Kong's legislative building, potentially dividing the city's massive and largely peaceful protests. Thousands of demonstrators used the 22nd anniversary of Hong Kong's reunification with China to break into the building. They roamed the hallways and defaced walls with spray paint and anti-Beijing graffiti. Police scientist Samson Yuen says the political scientist Samson Yuen says the protests reflect the viewpoints of many of Hong Kong's young people.
I think it's a very symbolic action that a lot of young protesters in Hong Kong, they have very low institutional trust on the entire system. They don't trust the police, they don't trust the executive branch, and now they don't even trust the legislative branch.
U.S. Consul General Kurt Tong says the U.S. would have preferred no violence.
The view of the United States is that the right for freedom of expression is both most effective and most proper when it is exercised peacefully. And so the United States, like many people, was disappointed to see the violence and vandalism yesterday in the Legislative Council.
While the protests coincided with the anniversary of Hong Kong's handover, they were triggered by a controversial legislative bill that would allow for criminal extradition to China. European Union leaders have chosen the new heads of the 28-nation bloc's institutions after a three-day deadlock triggered by deep divisions among the members. European Council President Donald Tusk said Tuesday the German defense minister was named president of the European Commission and Belgium's prime minister as the council president. Lawmakers will choose the European Parliament president on Wednesday morning. This is VOA News. A dispute over subsidies for the world's two largest plane manufacturers has the U.S. threatening to impose tariffs on $4 billion in European Union goods. The U.S. Trade Representative's Office released a list Monday of products the U.S. could target, in addition to the $21 billion worth of goods that were announced in April. On the list of additional goods are a variety of metals, olives, Italian cheese, and Scotch whiskey. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is now investigating a report that current and former Border Patrol agents are part of a Facebook group posting racist, sexist, and violent posts about migrants and Latin American lawmakers. The U.S. Border Patrol chief is condemning the offensive posts. The president of the Algerian parliament quit on Tuesday after prolonged demands for his removal by protesters who saw him as a pillar of the ruling elites. Reuters cites Ennahar TV and a parliamentary source. Meanwhile, several hundred Algerian students and teachers demonstrated in Algiers against the government for the 19th consecutive week. They're calling for the release of political detainees, including recently arrested demonstrators. Authorities have postponed a presidential election previously planned for July 4th because of a lack of candidates. There's no new date set yet. Scientists in Australia say they've used artificial intelligence to develop a powerful new vaccine against the flu. The team from Flinders University believes it's the first time a computer has used its own machine learning to design a new drug for use in people. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
They say it's the start of a new era in artificial intelligence research. Dr. Nikolai Petrovsky is from Flinders University in Adelaide.
We took existing drugs that we know work. We took examples of drugs that don't work or have failed, and we essentially showed all of that to the AI program called SAM, came up with its own suggestion of what might be an effective adjuvant, which we then took and tested, and sure enough, it worked.
A clinical trial will soon start on 240 volunteers in the United States. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The clinical trial is sponsored by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which is part of the U.S. National Institutes of Health. And Sri Lankan police arrested the nation's police chief and former defense minister following calls from the state's prosecutor to try the men for negligence in connection with the Easter Sunday bombings that left 258 people dead. I'm Marissa Milton. This is VOA News.
The voice of VOA 1. The Voice of America. VOA 1. For all that time.